You know, so, you know, because the contracting officer really is only supposed to send out their bid proposals to only two people. They don't have to, you know, do anything else. So if you don't know that, you know, you're left out of the loop. Okay, so you don't know who the key players are and how to reach those key players. You just left out. You just cannot sit back and wait for somebody to knock on your door. It's not going to happen.
Gonzalez recommended that business owners register with federal contracting sites and make sure they know who their buyers are instead of trying to sell to everyone. Malik Ali works at the Florida Minority Supplier Development Council. He works with companies who are trying to diversify their suppliers to incorporate larger minority demographics.
Well, one of the, you know, I'd say a couple of things is, number one, before you start a business, you need to be aware of what you may need to get there. Those are two things. Money. You can't run a business without money, so don't start a business unless you have some money. Number two, education, understand business, understand finance. But then number three, once you start a business, it's important to know how to sell. And most companies think that sales is talking, whereas in reality, it's just the reverse. It's listening.
At the end of the day's first session, business owners went around the room introducing themselves in an effort to form partnerships within the local community. Amy Frederick runs a local clerical marketing company. For her, the challenges extend beyond the struggling economy, both locally and nationally.
I'm definitely finding the resources to know where to go to really take off with my full potential. There's not a lot of resources that are out there locally, and so without taking the time to learn it all on my own, it'd be great if there was, you know, something out there all in one location that we could get the information that we need so that there isn't a waste of time, because time is definitely money.
There was a lot of networking going on here today. Does that make you optimistic about Small Business Future in Tampa Bay?
Very much so. I'm very excited for the prospects that are in the area, for the hope and the excitement of as many people that showed up today. It shows that nobody's given up hope yet.